Michael Mann, not a big fan of our next guest because he's been a burr under his big government cronyist saddle for a long time. But onwards and outwards, the Attorney General's office was just in court the other day because Chris Horner has poked the beast. You may recall back in September the reports, government for hire and law enforcement for rent, a two-part miniseries from Chris Horner. If you want to find most of it, download it. As if you only download one podcast this year, download this one. Well, this may be the second one to that. Chris is on with us. So, Chris, what were you in court? Was this about all the attorney generals kind of, you know, doing private enterprise work? What was going on?
So it actually goes back 2.5 years for something you and I have discussed several times, and that was when Al Gore, Eric Schneiderman, and 19 other attorneys general, including Mark Herring, held a press conference in Manhattan vowing to use their law enforcement offices by whatever means necessary to impose a policy agenda that the voters in many of these states, including Virginia, had not approved or even rejected. So through the proper democratic process, you fail. Some attorneys general decided, and we have their recruiting letter, and they said it was to make the promises made in Paris at the climate treaty talks become reality. So that was the purpose of using law enforcement at first. As we've covered, that blew up under scrutiny. One of the attorneys general sought 10 years of records from CEI, the Competitive Enterprise Institute, going back 20 years, almost all records. And that went over about as well as you might expect. And our FOIA requests, as emails showed, FOIA requests unnerved them, that they were, wait a minute, people are going to look at this. As the Delaware Office of Attorney General memorably wrote, gentlemen, we will not be participating in your worthy effort. This was in response to an email that a FOIA request had just come in.
Jeez.
So subsequent to that, the zeal to use law enforcement to go after political opponents, opponents of a political agenda, and to cram down a political agenda that where they can't through the proper process, did not diminish. And Mike Bloomberg got the gang and the band back together by, it appears to be a pass-through. He paid New York University to serve as something I've described in two papers for CEI recently. One was government for hire, and one was law enforcement for rent. What's happening is donors are running money through 501c3 nonprofits to staff up elected officials in ways that the legislatures will not, but the elected officials and the donors think is mean, and they really deserve more. At the gubernatorial level, in a scheme in which our governor has found himself or involved himself immediately after becoming elected, we have the PowerPoint for their draft budget, and it was introduced with an email saying, before you gasp, so you know it's going to be good. And the staff
internally
report, Governor Brown said, before you gasp, I'm asking for $50 million a year by 2020 just for off-book staff. And that's truly what they are. They're not staff, but they are off-books. They are to be paid by a nonprofit which takes a taste, 24% for these non-employee employees, to staff up governors just on the climate issue. Energy rationing and so on.
Well, and this goes back to that original point of order was they were going after with threats of fines and tax levies and loss of 501c3 status for any organizations, and then fines for any public companies that would fund any organizations that would support the climate science, sort of doing the whole Louis the leg breaker, listen, you don't want to do that because bad things could happen to you attitude. And then the FOIA, it seems like they think they've created a creative way to circumvent FOIA by creating these, for the lack of a better word, public-private partnerships, Chris?
Yes. So you raised an interesting point. Back some time ago, it may be almost 10 years, Senators Olympia Snowe and Jay Rockefeller were threatening companies who supported groups like CEI, who were obviously uniquely effective, as one AG discussed when saying he was going after records relating to me, and menaced them with the, you know, we're watching this policy block, be ashamed if something happened to you. Sure seems like you depend upon the kindness of government or us not coming after you.
Mm.
And that, again, blew up, but it hasn't died. Sheldon Whitehouse is a senator obsessed with climate, former attorney general in Rhode Island, the only state whose AG has now sued someone, by the way, claiming that sea level rise will swamp them all because of energy use. Recently, just last week, threatened Google, Microsoft, and somebody else, saying, I think they're funding climate deniers. This week, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and someone else threatened parties for Google and others for supporting LibertyCon. So, yeah, it seems to be that the institutions of governance are dangerous in the wrong hands. Who would have thought?
Yeah, no, so, Joe, the power to find
on.
And arrest.
And yes, so what's sauce for the goose is not sauce for the gander. They do not think that speech that they don't like should be supported if it opposes them, and they do not think that the legislature should dictate what the elected officials do, despite that being the agreement between that's the compact with the public to be governed. In fact, as one staffer put it, it can't always be a staff. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be, but somebody might check.
Yeah, that's a crazy idea that the government, the attorney general or the governor's office should actually be publicly accountable staff.
Hang on to that 1 second, Chris, because we got to run up on the news here. When we come back, Chris, I want to go into, so what happened in the court with the attorney general just this week on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
So the president says we could use some global warming.
You're as cold.
The collected media loses their collective minds again, and the denial. But then, guys like Chris Horner, who's on the Spring Creek Newsline with us, shows them for who they are. So, Chris, you're in court with our attorney general this week. Catch us up on what was going on there.
Right. Now, I'm flashing forward to where we are now, but with another mm-hmm. hat tip to that past effort by the AGs. Attorney General Herring participating in that group until they disbanded, though never formally. He did sign their secrecy pact. He did sign on. They say there are no records unsigning it. The Richmond Times-Dispatch of all organs published in April, just 3 or 4 days after that press conference, an editorial called Herring the Activist AG, noting that this behavior was unseemly and invoking the dreaded Ken Cuccinelli comparison. I don't see any comparison here, but anyway, they noted that this may not be the way to use this office. Well, again, if the zeal and the will is there, and in this case, the major party donors, these AGs seem committed to going forward. So what happened is Mike Bloomberg, in a very soft rollout with the Washington Post, announced that he was going to finance attorneys general to push his agenda. And if you think I'm being too blunt with that language, you should see the Virginia Attorney General's application to Mike Bloomberg, in which they asked for $81,500 a year plus benefits to be paid directly to someone who would be placed in the Virginia office of the Attorney General as a, quote, special assistant attorney general, not working as an employee of the Attorney General, an employee of Mike Bloomberg's group. And the application for this and other inducements, PR staff provided out of New York, other lawyers provided out of New York, a, quote, pro bono legal network, and I'm pretty sure that's not what that word means, but what they're calling a pro bono legal network.
Somebody's not paying.
All of these riches would be the AG's if he would agree to take this person into his office, and he did. And the application says this would allow General Herring, SIC, General mm-hmm. Herring, to participate much more fully in cooperative efforts, and I quote, to advance the agenda represented by the State Impact Center. That's the Bloomberg Group. So I will take this person that you pay into my office, my law enforcement office, quote, to advance the agenda represented by your group. Well, all right, what we're doing now is asking, how did public institutions, particularly law enforcement, come to be used this way?
Mm-hmm.
Because on its face, to some of us, including somebody you're speaking to, this is outrageous. It's more so when you look at the representations that these people made as part of their plea for these riches. And they include, Bloomberg's group made them all certify that this is legal in your state.
Oh, by asking the attorney general, you know, just sign here to make sure that this is legal as the chief law enforcement officer in your state.
I hereby think that what I do is okay.
And here's your decoder ring.
If the president does it, it can't be illegal. Something along those lines. What they said was, in New York, Oregon, and Virginia, the applications were particularly interesting. Oregon and New York pointed to specific statutes saying, yes, I can do this because of this provision. Well, if you read that provision, it not only doesn't authorize it, and it has to be authorized. You can't just say, I'm the attorney general, that's my argument.
Mm-hmm.
It not only doesn't authorize it, it prohibits it. And the Oregon Legislative Council, when asked late last year about this, said, yes, this does not comply with, is not permitted under our law. Now, the Oregon Attorney General, it being Oregon, mm-hmm. said, I'm the Attorney General, what are you going to do about it? And the answer seems to be, well, we can't do a whole lot. We're in the extreme minority in the legislature.
Oh, my God.
In Virginia, they did not point to a statutory provision. They just said, we don't see any Virginia-specific problems. But they did say they looked, as well, of course you
nice.
Must.
Yes.
You're the Commonwealth's lawyer, and by the way, this representation was made on behalf of the AG by one of his lawyers, and there is an obligation to perform analysis and consult and so on. So we asked, please provide us the record showing your analysis, because there are several Virginia laws that, on their face, actually prohibit this.
Mm-hmm.
There is nothing cited to or that we've found that authorizes it. There's just an email, a memo in the body of an email saying, we can do this. And as a Virginia taxpayer, I wanted to know, and as a policy group doing work in this area, CEI wanted to know, where is the memo?
Mm-hmm.
Now, under Virginia's FOIA, they can claim this is, for example, a working paper. What they can't do is say, well, if I had some things, they'd be exempt, so I don't have anything. And you'll notice that little nuance there. You still have to. The law couldn't be any clearer.
Mm-hmm.
You still have to say what you're withholding. You can't tap dance around and say, well, if I had anything, it wouldn't be covered, so I don't have anything.
Right.
And that seems to be, it's a bit of a moving target, but that seems to be one of the AG's two positions here.
Well, because
the other is we didn't look.
Hang on, Chris, hang on again. We're up on a break here. Visiting with Chris Horner of the Government Accountability and Oversight Group. Can somebody go to jail over this? I mean, it seems like, and I'm speaking on behalf of just, you know, Joe Citizen, pun intended, that, you know, you are a remarkable person with a remarkable legal mind. The guy who's just trying to get on with his repair shop or his radio station or his bookstore, we're counting on the law to not be weaponized against us. It seems like the message here, but beyond the climate agenda, is don't stick your head up out of the hole. We have all the big sticks, and we will, you know, it's like the Sheriff of Nottingham and King John is sending him out to enforce his laws. How do we fight this? If we put in a FOIA, we get the answer from the AG saying, oh, those documents don't exist. You've been able to fight them. I know your book has a great primer, The Liberal War on Transparency, on this. Is it just diligence? Do we all need to kind of find local versions of you and maybe elect them to the General Assembly to go fight these fights for us?
I agree with everything you said except the preamble. Would that it were so, but I'll take it. Yes, you need, right now the legislature could do something along the lines of, I thought we were clear, but apparently we weren't clear enough. You can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And now's the time, and as I understand it, I've heard the Office of Attorney General say it in court this week, and I understand they've said it to reporters 4 weeks. There's no story here. We haven't done it. But when a reporter named Bacon, who writes something called Bacon's Rebellion, asked them, but will you do it? The spokesman refused to answer the question. Now, in Albany, that's a confession. I think it is in Richmond, too. Yeah, of course we're going to do it. We spent a lot of time writing memos saying, please give me these things, having meetings, creating job descriptions, and so on, not just dropping it. But let's say they do. we've got a problem here. We've got an attorney general saying, I can do this. And so one way to put it is, every legislator should say, and you should elect more who will say, Attorney General Herring, I am confident that you would join me in opposing the National Rifle Association's ability to chair a special assistant attorney general to investigate opponents of the Second Amendment. Therefore, I look forward to your cooperation here in trying to determine where does your office get the claim that the NRA could do this? Because that's precisely what you're claiming when you say Michael Bloomberg can do this. And when you apply to him, I may qualify my expectation of cooperation as I look at your application in which you say, I would like to do this to advance the agenda represented by the Bloomberg Group. That gives me pause. Should be troubling.
Yes.
This is a matter of
knowing what it is, yeah.
Both the current and the future legislatures. This simply cannot stand. By the way, if you don't think they'll come after you because you won't get subpoenaed for your records because you oppose the climate agenda, what about the next issues, the counterfactuals I've just raised? You are next if you're the Family Foundation, Right to Life, NRA.
Mm-hmm.
What is the limiting principle here if this is okay? Is it really, well, Bloomberg's a big donor and to the right party? That's not actually a limiting principle. You need to, folks need to assess this in principle. Is this okay? Not just as a policy matter, we need to examine, is this okay under the Blagojevich and McDonald standards about how public office can be deployed?
Mm-hmm.
I like your calling it weaponizing law enforcement is perfect, but there's another element here too. So this should be reversed. The attorney general should renounce his position. Right now he's standing by it and saying, "But there's no story because I didn't consummate." Well, there's sure been a lot of foreplay here, and at this point, we need to learn: is this the position of our top law enforcement officer? Because I assure you, as we pointed out, it isn't the position of the legislature. And I'm afraid they're just going to have to make that more clear. Let's hope they do.
Chris, I have to ask this. You mentioned there are several statutes, or at least one that specifically says he can't do this. If it's found incontrovertibly that he did, can he be impeached for this, or is this something, a slap on the wrist and don't do that again, and wink, wink, nudge, nudge happens?
I don't know the remedies for that, except the obvious one is the people with the purse strings saying, wait, this is quite clearly not the deal. We have a provision, 507 and 510, saying the work of the Attorney General shall be performed by the Office of the Attorney General, and that it shall be paid for out of the Treasury, not out of Bloomberg Inc., and that you shall in writing commit to why. Is the case in California, and that's why you need an outside special counsel? Does it involve some biomedical intellectual property that you can't handle? You've got to have a reason like that. So this, again, this seems to be for the legislature. If there are other remedies, I'm not aware of them, but I can't claim to have explored them.
No. It just seems like, you know how my mind works, Chris. I'm always thinking, okay, what do we do? We've now caught them, and bless you again for, you know, being sort of that exploding bank bag full of blue ink that's now identified them. But what do we do with them? Because that's where I worry that this becomes a non-issue, doesn't get discussed, becomes too arcane for the 2019 General Assembly session, and then, you know, dangerously close to having a majority of Mark Herring's political supporters in both houses, where you'll never get anywhere with it. And that's always just my concern on it. And it should be.
And what do we do about it? What then is to be done is a question that's been asked for quite a while. And the legislature, while they're in town, certainly should do something about this, because I don't expect that if they lose their majority that the other party will say, come to think of it, this is no different than the NRA or Right to Life doing it, and we're going to prohibit it. I think, if not now, when? So
somebody needs to.
Somebody has to. Really, the legislature's in town. Do your job.
Yeah. I mean,
this is now proved. And incidentally, you can't state often enough that they did do it. We have the document. They have the document saying we can do it. They've been asked by at least one reporter, when people turn their attention to something else, will you do this? And they won't answer the question. You read into that what you want, but we know what the rational reading of that is. So you need to, this is prohibited by statute. Let's put an end to it.
We're going to link up again to your reports, Chris, because they are chilling but important. Nonetheless, call your General Assembly members, senators, and delegates. Yes, even Chris Hurst. Maybe he hears the comparison to what if the NRA was doing that, and he might have pause. Who knows? You can't tell until you call. Call them. Make it a campaign issue in 2018, just as a question. Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, it doesn't make a difference. But Chris, thank you so much, as always, on behalf of a humble population, for being sort of the guy who's out there probably losing half your eyesight looking over these legal briefs and laying them out there. But one of these days, I'd love to just look at what your bulletin board looks like, because it must look like something out of some old 50s detective movie, because the strings must be going everywhere. But thank you for taking the effort and making the effort, and thank you to all the folks at the Government Accountability Office and CEI, and please help them out if at all possible to help keep the work going as well on the other end of the spectrum, and thank you for joining us this